Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. This is Nick McNamara in for Brandon Peoples. Good morning. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for all the work you've been doing this morning, and I hope the rest of your day goes just as well, too. Avoid the snow as much as you can. Program note, later in the sort of closing off our program today, we're going to have Dan Watkins from VFW Post 1786 speaking with us. A little later, we're going to talk with the Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency about some of the offerings they have in the community. But first, we're going to have one of our regular segments here that, you know, Brandon Peoples is typically on this segment, but he's out for a little bit to handle a different duty at the moment. So I'm going to be stepping in with Parks and Recreation, folks. And as the second half of the program, we'll talk a little bit more about the animal shelter and things going on there. But to first start off, we have Molly Mayberry, Recreation Supervisor, and Sydney Baker, Recreation Specialist of Aquatics. So thank you all for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And before we get into some of the things going on with recreation, there is a Parks and Recreation Advisory Board coming up this afternoon. I know this is typically a Wyatt conversation, but I just wanted to put it out there for those of you listening that if you want to tune in and check out what's going to be discussed, that's coming up at 4:30 p.m. at City Hall. You can also check that out on the streaming services available for all of the public meetings in the community, cityofmhk.com/TV or Cox Cable Channel 3. They're going to be talking about some of the capital improvement program updates they have going on at the Parks and Recreation Department. So check that out if you're interested in that. There's also going to be some discussion on revenue over the past year. It's looking up, which is nice. So we're going to talk about summer. A lot of things coming up for summer as we prepare for that, and it's a little strange given the conditions outside. I was talking about it during the break about kind of the irony of it all and how this conversation came up today and how this seemed to happen last time you came in as well or called in.
Yeah, we had a snowstorm the last time we were scheduled to come in, K-Man. So I don't know if it's a Parks and Rec curse or what, but we like to bring the snow with us.
You know, typically they blame the radio folks or whoever reads the weather for the weather, but, you know, maybe this time we can pass the buck a little bit, just a little bit. So with summer coming up, pools are a big conversation, of course. And as we understand, it looks like all of the pools in the community are going to be open this year.
Yep. All three, City, Seco, and Northview, are scheduled to open on May 28th. That's that Memorial Day weekend for their regular season. We'll be open through August, is it 14th, that Sunday before we go back to school.
And as we begin to prepare for this, there's a lot of work and prep work that goes into making sure everything's prepared for, one, just materials-wise and facility-wise, but also you need to have employees to make these pools function.
We take a lot of employees. You know, we've got a really awesome parks crew that spends year-round working on our facilities. You know, pools are a year-round maintenance operation, so just huge general shout-out to those guys that spend so much time for us. But, you know, our above-deck operations takes roughly anywhere between 170 to 200 seasonal employees. We're shooting for 120 lifeguards. You know, we've got customer service, cashiers, swim instructors, aerobics instructors, managers, head guards, just a slew of people. It takes a village.
And it also takes applicants for that. So for those who are maybe interested or people listening out there who might have people in their family who are interested or looking for some type of work and as the summer approaches, what type of candidates are you looking for? What are you looking for in someone to maybe take up some of these important jobs for Parks and Recreation?
Anybody that wants a job, honestly. I, in aquatics, am the only one that hires 15-year-olds, and the only position we have right now for that is going to be swim instructors. So if you know any 15-year-olds looking for a job that knows how to swim, we'll take care of all that training for you. But Parks and Rec as a whole hires a ton of employees between pools, our facilities, you know, Molly's programs all take employees, the animal shelter, I don't know if they're hiring seasonals right now, but, you know, across the board, we've got positions just about for everybody. So if you're looking, cityofmhk.com/jobs, we've got you covered. Send them our way.
And as you mentioned, these employees are involved in a number of different programs associated with the pools, and it seems like all of those programs are going to be functioning this year. There's not going to be any of the usual things people see out there that are maybe canceled for the year.
Yeah, this is kind of our back to usual season. So we're really excited about that. We're making some slight modifications in our hours. So we're cutting back Northview. Northview used to be open until 7 p.m. We're going to close it at 6 p.m. this season. But we're doing that so we can accommodate some additional evening swim lessons, one of our more popular programs. So we're adding extra programs at that facility. And then we'll have our typical water aerobics and, you know, river running, the noon hour swim, all that fun stuff. We're excited.
And is there any possibility that maybe some of these details are contingent on the staffing you do end up hiring? I don't want to put any, I don't want to like cool anyone's like heat right now, but I just want to put it out there that as you're hiring, this is something people may be thinking about.
You know, if we get closer to season and we end up being a little short staffed, then there's a chance that a lot of these programs might be impacted. I'm not going to say that right now because I'm a pretty optimistic individual and spring break tends to be the time where most kids start applying. So we're going to knock on wood and hope that everybody decides they want a job here in about a week or two. So,
all right. Sounds good. Sounds good. And
hey, how old do you have to be a lifeguard?
16.
16. I feel like that'd be a great high school job.
Yeah. And we pay for your certifications for you. We certify all of our own staff in-house. So, you know, they don't have to go anywhere else to get that either.
And, you know, as you get that certification, that's something you can carry on with you. You know, say you end up moving off to college somewhere else. Forbid, you know, God forbid that happens. You move out of town, of course. But if you do end up going that route, certification's nice to have. It's not a bad credential to carry with you.
It is. There's plenty of communities that have pools. So if, you know, you go to a college somewhere else, you can work at an indoor facility around, or even just the basic CPR that comes with it. It's all transferable. It's a great opportunity.
And it sounds like you all have something going on different at SECO as well.
We are opening up our reservations at SECO. In the past, we were only renting Northview, but we've had a lot of requests over the last couple of years. So we're on weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, individuals that want to rent that facility for parties or events, they'll have that opportunity this season as well.
All right. Sounds great. And as always, you can check that out on the Parks and Recreation website. There will be details posted there all the time. And let's talk about some other summer events going on, some other summer happenings around the community, of course. There's camps coming up, which is seemingly a very exciting time of the year. I never got a chance to take part in summer camps as a kid, so I can't, like, relay any personal experience on summer camp experiences.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's really sad for you. Camps are really fun.
You know, yeah. I spent more of my time on the music side of things.
Sure.
We didn't get the outdoors. I was more of an indoor kid.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, we are bringing back Little Apple Day Camp. We had it last summer. It was our first time having it since, you know, we had to cancel in 2021. We ran a smaller group of kids than we're used to running last summer. We're hoping to be at full capacity again this summer, but that is also, you know, we just need the staff. It's a KDHE program, so we need to have enough adults per kid ratio. So I am also hiring, and I would love to have you on my camp team. Our youngest can be 16. Our youngest employee can be 16. Those are the assistant group leads. And then we need group leads and a new camp director this year. So we are hiring for their Little Apple Day Camp, and I would love to have you. And we do our CPR training in-house with Sydney here. So we can take care of all the trainings and things that go along with day camp. So we're really excited about it. It's fun.
And while I don't have camp experience, I have met some people who have done the camp supervisor gig, and maybe not locally, but and they've always told me it's been a great experience when they've done that type of work.
We have got a handful of them returning from last summer, which is exciting. And those jobs are eligible for overtime, which is time and a half. And so that's also exciting because the day is 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So if you're working that every day, Monday through Friday, you will hit those overtime hours. And it's really fun. We go on field trips. We go to the swimming pool almost every day at City Park Pool. It's a lot of fun.
Speaking of City Park, Arts in the Park are coming up as well.
Yes.
Great transition there. Great segue.
Thank you. That was intentional. I am so excited about Arts in the Park this summer. We are about two acts away from being fully booked. And we've got a plethora of different genres. We've got local artists. We've got artists coming from out of town. It's going to be another really fun summer. And I'm really looking forward to that. That is going to be every Friday in the months of June and July, which this summer is going to be 9 weeks. So we get 9 full concerts, which is exciting, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday nights in City Park at the band shell.
Can we get any teases on maybe who those artists will be, or is that something that'll be released as the summer progresses?
Yes, it will be released, but we've got Lainey Jones coming in from Dallas, which is going to be really fun. We've got Derek Calvin. He's a local artist. He played last summer. He's our only repeat for this summer. It's going to be really fun. We are the Juneteenth committee is in the process of choosing the band they want to play for Friday night of the Juneteenth weekend. So it's going to, we've got blues, we've got a flamenco dancer, which is really exciting, out of Topeka. So that'll be something different.
All right, all right. Keep tuned, keep your eyes peeled, and stay on social media a little bit as well. Those stuff will all be updated.
Yes, definitely follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We'll get all that up. And then we're going to have posters posted all over town, so...
And then in addition, you know, we're going to keep on this arts kind of theme with there's dance classes and there's other types of art classes going on in the community as well as the summer moves up.
Correct. Well, we are doing a dance class this summer as well. And that dance class will have the opportunity to perform at one of our Arts in the Parks in July, which is exciting. We've never usually we don't have a showcase for our summer dance like we do for fall and winter and spring. But we are. That's going to be a fun way to showcase dance. We've got art classes going on as well. If you don't want to do a full day of camp, our art classes are throughout the day and in the evenings. And then we've got theater. We're bringing back our summer musical. We're going to be doing Singing in the Rain Junior, which is really exciting. So look forward to that. That will also to be determined if we're going to be presenting that in the pavilion or the City Park Gym. It does get kind of hot in the summertime. So I'm leaning more toward doing that in the gym, but yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
If it rains, would that be an impetus to put it outside?
That would be amazing.
And is this at all associated with Shakespeare in the Park, or is that an entirely
totally
separate
different
program?
So our summer theater program is for kids 8 to 15, and then Shakespeare in the Park is 16 and up. That is going to be not in the summer. It's going to be toward end of summer, beginning of fall. So auditions are going to be in August, and anyone can audition 16 and up. This is a free program. So show up and audition, and then the performances will be the final weekend of September through the beginning of October, and that will be in the band shell. So, you know, October can be tricky. So if it's a little chilly, we do have a new hot chocolate machine that we use for the ice rink. So we'll have like a nice hot chocolate moment. It's going to be really fun. We're going to be performing Twelfth Night.
All right. Sounds great. We're going to take our first break of the morning. We have more Parks and Recreation discussion to come after this here on In Focus News Radio KMAN.